All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Excuse me. There we go. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. Arcadia Angel is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Lita Bonita is on. JGCK is on. Aggravain is on. Robin Aroni is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Texas Billy Ola is on. Greg Ninemon is on. Richard Perry is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Bob Corley is on. D9597 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Sexy Pony is on. Mike Griffith is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Blade Runner is on. General Plowman is on. Let me see here. Sheila K is on. Uncle Wally is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Maligator is on. K4 VMS is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. D9597 is on. LA106 Times is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Milwaukee James is on. Let me see. Somebody I haven't said yet. Look, scrolling down. Scrolling down. Man, you guys are talking a lot. There we go. Trish the Dish 85 is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Run Pierre is on. Let me grab one or two more. Producer Aaron is on. There's one. Let me grab one more. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Off of the pregame, real quick. Can't resist it. Especially the last video there where you have Richard Blumenthal versus vaccine expert, although not a doctor, vaccinologist, or immunologist, Aaron Seary. Now, what the ultimate comeback was when Aaron Seary was asked, but you're not a doctor. He should have looked back at Richard Blumenthal and said, yeah, and you never fought in Vietnam. Because Richard Blumenthal had stolen valor for many, many years, claiming that he fought in Vietnam. And being the ignorant, horrible, wretch, monster that he is, went ahead and glommed onto that for years until he was finally exposed and nearly lost in his senatorial campaign because of it. Now, just a couple of things here as we're going to get deep into Charlotte, the light rail incident with the woman being stabbed to death. Which turned out to be about 3 weeks ago is when that happened. Late August is when the incident actually happened. It's been covered up from us for all this time. And actually credit to them for that, because I didn't think anybody could actually get away with that. I hate it. I hate that they did cover it up. But somehow or another, it was actually kept suppressed for all that time. And I didn't even know about it. When I saw it, I thought it was brand new until I found out 2 days ago that it was from 3 weeks ago. But anyways, we get deep into that. I just wanted to bring up these various things because you'll hear them tonight. Maybe, maybe not, but you'll hear a lot of them. Because every one of these ideas are Democratic Party ideas, and they lead to everybody dying. I mean, I could immediately default to Roe v. Wade. I could immediately default to abortions, and 41.2 million people die per year. And in reported abortions, and again, we know how all the statistics are actually manipulated, so it's up to twice that many people are killed every year in abortion. And we still decry Hitler and Stalin. Hitler and Stalin don't even compare to abortions in 1 year. I mean, was Hitler a horrible person? Yeah. Was Stalin a horrible person? Yeah. But they don't even compare with abortions in 1 year. I mean, you're talking about 41.2 million that are known. That's without California and New York reporting in the United States. Those are UN numbers, so we know that it's far more than that. So let's just take some sort, let's just say 50 million a year minimum. And you compare that, and that's every year where you had Stalin and you had Hitler from, you know, the 30s and the early 40s, Stalin into the early 50s. They killed millions of people spread out over 30 years. And the current world that decries Hitler and denounces Hitler and denounces Stalin, rightfully so, don't realize that they are equally the monster. They are just as much the monster. I mean, Joe Biden is just as much a monster as Adolf Hitler. Just as much. I mean, he's responsible for hundreds and hundreds of millions of people dying via abortion and many other things they've died from also. Same with the Obama, same thing with Hillary, same with all of the Republicans that claim to be pro-life, but never actually try to overturn Roe v. Never tried to overturn Roe v. Wade. The only person ever overturned Roe v. Wade was the centrist Donald Trump. When all these hardcore right-wing pro-lifers never did a freaking thing because it wasn't politically expedient to do so, there would be a political negative consequence to them. So they said, you know what? I'm never going to do it. So I could start with that. I didn't mean to go on a 3-minute diatribe on it, but more relating back to Charlotte, what happened to Charlotte with stabbing. all these ideas have come from Democrats. Cashless bail, you heard that one mentioned in the pregame. Horrible idea. That means anybody can get out. You know what you want? Because if anybody, again, I was a cop for 25 years myself. It's the same small percentage of the population commit all the crimes. You arrest the same people over and over again. How would you know, Tom? I don't know. I was in it for 25 years straight, 1992, 2017. So most of the people who are committing crimes are almost always dead broke. Always. You know what you want when you have a rapist and you have them in custody? You don't want them to be able to bail out. But now that's what they've allowed, cashless bail, so anybody can get out. You want people to stay in jail who've committed violent crimes. Would everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
Aaron's agreeing. So why would you present an avenue for them to get out via having no money? Because normally you'd have to have money because you got to pay 10% of your bond. So if you had a $10,000 bond, you got to come up with $1,000. Well, they don't have the $1,000 cash. So you want them to stay in because he just molested a kid, right? But no, that's the Democrats, totally, completely, all Democrat jurisdictions. And you're hearing all of the usual diatribe coming from leftists right now. Well, red states have a higher crime rate than some blue states. The only reason why any red state has more crime than any blue state or any blue area is because of the blue portions of the red states, the blue jurisdictions of the red states. Like you'll hear Louisiana has a high crime rate. It's because of Baton Rouge in New Orleans, which are controlled by leftists. So Louisiana, a red state, has a higher crime rate than just, I'll just make one up, than let's say New Mexico, which is a blue state somehow. Well, the only reason why is because of the blue areas. And they have instituted cashless bail, restorative justice, which is nothing more than Soros-backed district attorneys that refuse to prosecute crime. That's what restorative justice is. That's why you have the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting in South Florida. Everybody realized Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in that case, he was arrested and contacted by law enforcement numerous times. Should have long since been suspended. What happens when you get suspended from school? You're automatically given a trespass warning. So you cannot be on the school grounds. You no longer qualify to be on school grounds. It's not, you don't even have to issue the person a physical trespass warning. It's automatic as part of their suspension. But he was given one chance after another. So he goes into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school, shoots up a bunch of people, kills a bunch of people. That's the birthplace of the David Hogg myths.
It was
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. But that was all restorative justice. Let's give everybody lots and lots of chances. That's restorative justice. In other words, not prosecuting crime. The reason why they don't prosecute gun crimes in Philadelphia under Larry Krasner, the DA in that city, is so that they can come take your guns. Because then they can say they have a gun problem. They have a gun problem because they don't prosecute gun crimes. So then they say, well, I'm going to go take Joe's gun, Aaron's gun, and my gun, and your gun, and we don't commit any crimes. But because we have a crime problem, because we have a gun crime problem, we've got to now cut off our nose to spite our face and take the guns from law-abiding citizens. That's the whole plan. There's a plan behind it all. So you have restorative justice. That's a Democratic Party idea, which has caused skyrocketing crime rates and mass deaths. Cashless bail has caused mass deaths. Transgenderism has caused mass deaths. The last seven mass shootings have been committed by transgender individuals, an ideology inflicted upon us by the Democratic Party. Here's another one for you. How about reimagining policing and reimagining the criminal justice system? In other words, defunding the police. That's what reimagining policing is, so that you will, this the whole program under Mamdani coming to New York. By the way, the socialist, and like, Tom, make it make sense. Aaron, you can help me make it make sense. Aaron, Joe, you can help me make it make sense. How is it that a socialist Muslim is somehow pro-trans, even though he's not? And how is he a socialist when he is a multi-millionaire? I'm just curious how that is. So Mamdani, one of his big things is we're going to reimagine policing so that police aren't sent to non-police calls. Now, this is from Mamdani's vast experience responding to police calls.
Yeah.
Okay, now, let me see. Who has responded to a lot of police calls? Let me see. So I'm trying to think of somebody I know. Oh, me. So I've responded to thousands upon thousands of police calls from 1992 to 2017. How many of you know that most of the non-police calls require a police officer?
Yeah.
I mean, because you're going to go there and you're going to do evaluations that have to be done by police officers, like for Baker Acts and things like that. Baker Acts in the state of Florida is mandatory 72 hours of psychiatric care because somebody's threatening to kill themselves or others. But anyway, you go there, you don't go, okay, that's a restorative justice call. We're going to send a social worker.
Right.
Okay, you don't do that. You have to send the police officer to evaluate it. You're gonna have somebody who's suicidal, you're going to send a social worker or a psychologist? Okay, what if they're sitting there with a gun in their mouth?
Right.
Okay, what are you going to do? Okay, these people are absolutely ridiculous because they've never, ever. Mom Donnie, even though he's got a name that makes him sound like he's some sort of interwoven culturalist, he's not. He's a very rich, spoiled brat who's never worked a day in his life, who endlessly changes his accent. I just saw him recently go ethnic again, a black accent this time.
Oh.
Yeah. As you also look to talk like this too. I said, he likes to talk like that. And then, you know, he switches over to purely American. And now I saw him do a little Afro deal going on. So, again, I mean, these people are absolutely atrocious human beings. The Democrat, let me see if I'm I might make it. I might make it to my Democratic Party.
We're not going
to
make it.
We're going to make it, Aaron. We're going to make it. So, I mean, these are their horrible ideas. And every idea from the Democrats, it's amazing how anybody would want to be a Democrat when you are living in the midst of Democratic Party legislation and policies.
Yeah.
I mean, how in the world as a white person or as a black person, as an Hispanic person, whatever it is, you're in the midst of mass crime. And the leadership in that community has been the Democratic Party for decades. How do you continue to vote it in when you no longer feel safe? I'm convinced also that even the street interviews that I see from African Americans and from people living in Democratic Party communities, when they sit there and they talk about how glad they are that Trump is sending the National Guard, I still think they're voting Democrat.
Oh yeah.
See, that's black-pilled Aaron. He's going to call Aaron Blackbill. So here's their other ideas. So we have those. And then we have, of course, common sense gun reform, which means confiscating your weapons like Australia. Everyone needs to look at the Australian crime rates. Anybody ever do that? I mean, the Democrats, you hear them espouse it from Capitol Hill all the time in their various hearings. Oh, we need to do an Australian mass gun confiscation. Well, right when they did that, their violent crime rate went through the roof. Why would that be? Because there was no threat to committing violent crime. There was no threat. You could just commit as much violent crime as you wanted because there was no threat of a response. So their violent crime went through the roof and still is. And then, of course, you have comprehensive border reform. What does that mean? Open borders and flood our nation with rapists. Of course, we have the DUIs and the critical race theories. And then you have the lies that they perpetrate. Like Mika Brzezinski, whose dad is a globalist leftist. I mean, absolute one world order monster. That's who they all know each other. Mika Brzezinski goes way back. I mean, way back. Her dad goes way back. You can just pull up his name. But she uses false ideology and false verbiage. Like ICE is disappearing people. How many of us know ICE is not disappearing one person? I mean, can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Nobody's disappearing. But and Mika knows that and is such a disgusting human being. Is absolutely devoid of all integrity and all human dignity, she perpetrates the lie anyway. She just goes ahead and perpetrates and perpetuates the lie over and over again. She knows that ICE is not disappearing people. And also she knows that that illegals have no due process. Your due process is, are you illegal? Yes. Okay, your due process is over.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the end of your due process. I mean, there is no, and she knows that, but she lies anyway because she believes. Again, it gets really sort of duplicitous and deep, but she either believes one of two things, that her leftist agenda is so great that we're going to lie year after year after year, make up all sorts of things, and even though it results in mass death and mass incarceration and mass criminality, suddenly it's going to turn good.
Yeah.
I mean, suddenly it's going to turn good. Or she believes the flip side, which is this is going to personally profit me and empower me. And really, that's what it is. Flood our country with illegals. Flood our country with Soros attorneys that won't prosecute crime. So we have a massive crime, massive immigration, illegal immigration problem, and everybody has to run to the government to save them. That's really where she's at. I got to show you this. I got this one. One more. And then we're getting to Charlotte and all the everybody. I know it's everybody's already seen it. Probably it's viral. The full video came out of the stabbing of the Ukrainian immigrant by the black male on the train. We're going to go deep into that, but everybody's probably already seen it. The full video came out. It's horrendous. We're going to look at it, watch it, break it down. But anyway, let me show you this first because it's happened again. This is a Hustle B. It's actually the real B word, but I'm not going to say it. Hustle B video breaking Sweden's health minister, Aaron, just collapsed on live television.
Oh.
So it's not ended 5 years after 15 days to flatten the curve. Play it for me.
Frågor som betyder mest för människors tilltro till vår gemensamma välfärd. Tack.
Tack för det. Och nu tror jag Jakob ska lära oss allt om paragraf 5-förordnanden. Eller hur, Jakob?
Ja, det tänker jag vi har i en särskild övning möjligen. Hälso- och sjukvården.
Oh, like, does anybody have any guesses about why it is she collapsed? I mean, would anybody like to guess? Because here's the thing. Yeah. Now, let's all remember, I've only got two generations in the room. I got two guys in the early. Well, Joe, did you turn 30 yet?
Tomorrow.
Joe's birthday's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Joe. Hey, if you guys want us to buy Joe a birthday present, you're going to have to like give him the Rumble yeah, Rants tonight.
Rumble
but
rants.
Anyway, it's like the Applebee's dinner last week. But anyway, so Joe turns 30 tomorrow. Aaron's what, 31?
32.
Aaron's 32 now. So we only have two generations in the room. I'm 57. My birthday was yesterday. So we've got 50s and 30s in the room here. I'll ask the 30s guys first. Before COVID, did you ever see world leaders passing out at podiums?
No.
Okay. Negative.
All right, there we go. I mean, so that's them. And then by the way, they're actually way more in tune than I was because they've been online this entire time.
Yeah.
Okay, me, I just jumped online, really. I mean, jumped onto social media 5 years ago. I never have seen any of this ever, until now. And again, imagine what it means to be a leftist. That part of your commitment to the globalist leftist bourgeois elite is that you will adhere to vaccine ideology that is blatantly false. You will adhere. Put the next one up for me. You will adhere to this bull crap right here, because here we are again. Congratulations, Joe. This is in Canada.
Yay.
New Brunswick. Horizon resumes mandatory masking. Everyone look at the date on the bottom. September 2nd, 2025. Here we are. Mandatory masking, because once you give them an inch, they don't take a mile. They'll take your freaking life. So imagine what it means to be a Democrat. Well, you knew there was never a Damar Hamlin. Ever in the history of the NFL. NFL, I can claim, as I dutifully have watched the NFL since the late 70s. Okay, and not one person ever collapsed on the field, ever.
No.
And then I was actually watching Hard Knocks, and I don't remember which team it was, but it had to be the Bills because it's this year's the Bills, so it had to be another Bill that had to also report to the hospital. They must have gotten a bad nano patch batch because it depends on how many nanolipid particles are in your batch. Not monitor because his DOD op can't get into that. But anyway, another Bill, strangely, he wakes up and he can't breathe. No, Well, never happened before. I mean, it happened. And Aaron, can you guess what year it was? I mean, 2021?
Of course.
Weird. Yeah. I mean, it's just weird. Never. This is the person at the epitome of health.
Right.
Suddenly can't breathe. And then has to go to the hospital and finds out he has pericarditis.
Oh.
I mean, it's weird. And to be a Democrat in 2025, to dutifully get your next vaccination, you have to propagandize the next vaccination. You have to take, of course, your next vaccination. Otherwise, you'll be rejected by the globalist left. That's your oath of allegiance. Well, in order to do that, you have to belie all facts. Because we've never had 36 million excess deaths that have been reported by the Society of Actuaries. We've never had that before. We've never had a 32% increase in excess deaths among the working cohort in America, which is 32, which is 25 to 64. Never. And to be a Democrat, you have to, whether you're Richard Blumenthal and you're questioning Aaron Seary or you're questioning RFK, you're ignoring all the data to adhere to an actual political theology. I meant exactly what I said. You're ignoring all facts to believe a lie. Jesus said it, yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Why? I mean, I don't understand that. I really don't get that. I never will understand. You're sitting there, you're looking at actual data and you're ignoring it so you can continue to perpetrate a lie and propagandize a lie and adhere to a lie. I will never understand it. I don't get it. I don't get it with people's lives either. I mean, I don't do a lot of counseling because people are scared of me. But but when I do, the reason why I hate counseling, I love the people, but I hate the counseling, is nobody ever listens.
Yeah.
Because it's very easy. I could go talk to Joe. Like, Joe is 27 years old, younger than me. I could go to Joe and tell him about my life, and he could pinpoint right now, okay, here's what you're doing wrong. All right? And I would go, you're right. Yeah. Seriously. Because he would be right. I don't understand how people go, in the midst of knowing that what the person is telling you is right, you tell them they're wrong. I don't get it. Yeah. I honestly will never, or the vice versa. You know what the person's telling you is wrong, you tell them they're right. I will never get that. I mean, it's found in scripture. When you call, somebody is deemed very wicked when you call the wicked righteous.
Yeah.
You don't ever do that. You're rejected by the people. But anyway, so this latest, I mean, here we have another incident of another person who's definitely pimped and whored the vaccinations collapsing at a podium again, over and over and over again. Here we are. All right, let's go. Let's move on to Charlotte. Ian Miles Chong video. So here it is. I hate to watch it again. It's enraging to watch it. Aaron, what do you think about the pronunciation of her name? Irina Zaratska?
I think so,
Zarutska?
Yeah.
Irina, you think?
Yeah.
All right, Irina Zaratska. I want to, you know, give, you know, honor this poor girl. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, Zaratska.
Zaratska.
Yeah.
Ian Miles Chong video. This is the full, unedited, uncensored video of Irina Zaratska's murder. No one cares. She died alone. We all need to watch it. Play it for me. Let's first address the status of America. I'm certainly not talking to this audience because all of us would have rushed to her aid. But nobody helps the girl. And there is a guy who ends up helping a girl. We're going to give him due credit in a minute. But nobody helps. Nobody. Nobody does a thing for her. There's probably nobody could have stopped the attack because it was just a really quick three-stab attack. But nobody comes to try to help the girl. Nobody tries to plug the holes. Nobody tries to do anything to help this girl for who knows how long. That's pathetic. I mean, this is in North Carolina. I mean, believe me, I'd pick on it viciously if it was New York City, Baltimore, Philadelphia, L.A. But North Carolinians, you ought to step up. You ought to freaking step up. You're a freaking red state. That right there is just pathetic, pathetic. So that's that. So we see there, we see the attack, we see what happened. Obviously, he hit major organs. She bled out almost immediately. It was pretty much not instantly, but close to instantly dead. Very, very sad thing. So here's the thing. Obviously, the guy has, been caught, arrested, and everything. He's multiple time convicted felon, and we'll get into all that. But anyway, Colin Rugg video. New CNN panel shows sympathy for the man. CNN, again, what does it mean to be a Democrat in 2025? It means that you are going to sympathize with the homicidal slasher. This is really, why would you even defend this? Here's the thing, even if all of us were racist and attacking the guy based on race, you know what? You just have to eat that right now and go, you know what? That's what he deserves. You certainly don't come out and say, don't attack him. That's what happened initially with the mayor of Charlotte. She was like, how dare everybody say that this was a white on, you know, this was a racial attack. Well, now it's all been proven because the audio's come out, which we're going to let Alex Jones explain to us in just a minute. Because the audio now on the train has come out. I wonder why they kept that sequestered for 2 weeks. Because he's on there espousing the reason why he killed the woman. So Colin Rigg video, so CNN, Goebbels, Pravda, Mockingbird Media, here they are, absolutely devoid. These are people with wives and kids. And I mean, how are you a paid liar and then you actually have fruit of your loin? You actually have kids. Don't have kids. If you're going to be a liar for the rest of your life, sterilize yourself, please. You know, you're going home every day acting like, you know, you're a regular, that you're a good citizen because maybe you don't commit crimes like this, but you lie for a living. That's CNN. You're a disgusting human being. And God has a specific disdain for liars. Read Revelation 21:8. But anyway, Colin Rigg video, CNN panel shows sympathy for the man, not for the victim, who stabbed Irina Zarutska in the throat, shames people for calling it a racist attack. Here's Van Jones. Play for me.
Want to be there.
Yeah, and it's super about difficult forcing them to be there. When you are mentally ill, you have a hard time knowing that you are mentally ill. But also, I mean, people like Charlie Kirk, Van, they've been looking for opportunities to make this some sort of like reciprocal George Floyd situation. And that's the part that I think he's almost giving away the game. And it's sad to see a lot of people going along with it.
You know, let me just say a couple of things. One is, I mean, what happened to that young woman was horrible. And it's everybody's nightmare. If you're in any public space, a subway, whatever, that something bad's going to happen to you or somebody you care about. So it does strike a chord. We don't know why that man did what he did. And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering. It's wrong. Then he says that if something like that had happened the other way, there'd be sweeping changes imposed on society. Where is the George Floyd Policing Act? It didn't pass. Even when you had a white police officer murder a black man on live television, the whole world saw, there were no sweeping changes. In fact, not one law was passed at the federal level. So that's I think that's an important thing to point out. The other thing is, you mentioned the thing about cashless bail. I think this is a big challenge that we have. Would you have felt better if there had been cash bail and the mom had come and put down $1,000 to let him out? It's not about cashless bail or no cashless bail. It's about the fact that we don't know how to deal with people who are hurting in the way this man was hurting. Hurt people hurt people. What happened was horrible, but it becomes an opportunity for people to jump on bandwagons. And then for someone like Charlie Kirk, he should be ashamed of himself. No one mentioned the word race, white, black, or anything except him. What people mentioned is the horror of what happened.
So this, going off of what Van Jones said, hopefully I can remember everything. And Aaron, if you think of something else that I'm missing, just chime in. But anyway, so Van Jones, so let's go to cashless bail first. He goes, they always use, the Democrats always use an anomaly to excuse vast, absolutely vast ignorance and stupidity. The anomaly being, well, what if his mom came and paid for it? Okay, do you know how often that happens? Let me just, none, ever. Okay, because mom has no money either. And you're like, Tom, you're a racist. It doesn't matter whether you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever it is. You're at that level of crime where this guy spent one day after another in courts and in jail and everything else, however many felony convictions he has or felony charges and or convictions. He has no money. His family has no money. But they always use this anomaly to excuse a vast, stupid response. Like abortion, the six lies that justified Roe v. Wade or argued for Roe v. Wade, those six lies. They'll say rape or incest victims. That is 0.0001% of all abortions are rape and incest. But we're going to kill 2 million babies a year in the United States, of which 2 million out of the 2 million were not rape and incest, because what if there was rape and incest? You know, here's the thing. I'll make a deal with the devil. You can prove to me that you were raped and you're now pregnant as a result of the rape. Okay, we can have a discussion. I'm still totally against you. Still going to hell for killing that kid. But at least we'll save 2 million out of 2 million kids per year, because basically there are no abortions for rape and incest. Can we all agree?
It's true.
Because it's true.
Yep.
That's what's true. But they use this tiny little statistical anomaly to justify a vast, ridiculous policy. It's like COVID-19. 0.1% death rate. point one, where everyone's got a mask, everyone's got a vax, everyone's got a lockdown, staying 6 feet apart. That's what they do every time to usher in totalitarianism. So there he is, completely wrong on that. And then we hear the talk about, we don't understand this hurting man. Oh, he's a hurting man. So you have, I don't know why I can't remember that the woman's name who hosts that show. But anyway, and she says, if you're crazy, you don't know you're crazy. You know who does know that he's crazy? The judge who let him out.
Yeah.
And you know how easy it is? Again, who's answered police calls and who hasn't? I know there's people in the chat right here who have answered police calls. I know one of you is. So you know, how many of you know you walk in? Abby Phillips, thank you. Thank you, Abby Phillips. So she says a person who's crazy will struggle to know they're crazy because they're crazy. Well, you know what? Who knows they're crazy? We do.
Yeah.
We know they're crazy. And the judge who let him out for personal profit, by the way, we're getting to that. No, Tom, it can't be. Aaron, it can't be.
No, of course not. It can't be. No.
The judge would never have let him out for her own personal profit.
It's a judge.
Right. I mean, it's a judge. Yeah. Right. I mean, just like all the Trump cases with illegals, Trump gets injunctions against his policies. So the illegals have to stay in the country that are being funded by NGOs, and the NGOs run by the judge's wife.
Of course.
Okay. I mean, but that couldn't happen. It couldn't have happened.
No,
didn't happen. It did. So you know who knows that they're crazy? The judge knows, the cop knows, everybody knows, and they let them out anyway. So she's right. A crazy person's not going to know they're crazy. Sometimes they do. But we know they're crazy, and they need to be locked up. So there you go. And the one last other, and I cannot get deep, and I can't believe it's already almost 9:40. Gosh, dog it. I don't know if I'm going to get the next section, boys. I'm going to try. I just want to get the Democratic Party section. I haven't got the Democratic Party section. I just have to always address the lie that Van Jones has continued to perpetrate. Because, man, I wish I was on that panel. Abby Phillip, invite me on.
Please.
Please invite me on. And you don't ever have to worry because about people interrupting me because I'll never be interrupted. Why? Because I'll yell over them. I'll never be interrupted. Like, I mean, honestly, I will Corey Lewandowski the thing. I'll just talk the entire time loudly. And Aaron knows, right now I'm a little scratchy, getting past a little coldy here. But under full volume, Aaron, there's not too many people louder than me.
No way.
I mean, I'm loud. I mean, loud human being. So, you know, you want to try to interrupt me, I'll just talk louder.
Yeah.
And louder and louder. You can cut my mic. I'll be loud. Loud as
you'll hear it on other people's
Correct.
Mic.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So bring it on. But anyway, last lie from Van Jones. One thing Abby Phillips said to bring in the last Van Jones lie is that we're trying to pull a reciprocal George Floyd. You know how many opportunities that we've had since George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose in, what, June of 2020? Since that happened, so we got all of the rest of 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, and 8 months of 2025 already in the books. You know how many reciprocal George Floyds we could have done with black people killing white people? 10,000? I mean, one right after another. This is not the first of these events here. This is getting a lot of attention because it is a young, attractive girl. But here's the thing. There's many, 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 many of these events that is simply black on white crime, which is a major problem in this country. Not white on black crime, black on white crime. On top of your race, don't care what you say. Don't care what the statistical data is. We have a major black on white crime problem. That is a fact. It's a fact. You would show me any video of a white man attacking a black woman. Aaron, find me the videos. You'll find none.
No.
Find me any video of a white man stabbing a black woman or a black man. Just find it, please. There's none. But I can show you countless videos of black people assaulting white people and stabbing white people and beating white people and hitting white people with bats and doing the spontaneous punching on the streets of these Democrat-controlled cities.
Yep.
And they just go up and knock out an Asian woman. Just walk up behind and just knock them out from behind. You don't even give the 80-year-old woman a chance to spin around. It's always, always black on white. And you're like, Tom, there's always an exception. Yeah, but why dwell like the Democrats dwell in anomalies? The fact of the matter is 99.99999, that's the percentage of surviving COVID, is black on white. It just is. Because they feel justified in doing so because of DEI and CRT policies. So she says we're trying to create a reciprocal George Floyd. We have 10,000 of those, little Abby. 10,000 of them we could have done by now. But then that spurred on Van Jones' final bold-faced freaking lie from a man who lacks all integrity and self-respect and human dignity. He says that as George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin. If I was on the show, which is what I was trying to talk about 5 minutes ago, if I was on that show, you would not be able to quiet me down. I would scream over him. I'm very loud. I would simply say, tell me, Van, how did Derek Chauvin kill him? And I know those of you who watch this show all the time have heard this rhetoric from me a bunch. I can't resist it. You have to give me some grace on what I have to say. How did he die? I mean, explain to me, Van Jones, who you like to pretend that you're an intellectual, you're mind-numbed, ignorant, leftist robot, but other than that, you like to pretend you're an intellectual. So tell me how it is that Chauvin killed him. I'm just curious. And he'll say that he put a knee on the back of his neck. Okay, so we know he didn't break his neck. As a matter of fact, he didn't even leave a bruise. So he didn't. That didn't kill him.
Right.
And how would a knee being on the back of the neck, which, by the way, Derek Chauvin was trained to do in the Minneapolis Police Academy. They all have the video footage. And he's still languishing in jail for 22 years. Yeah. I mean, imagine your clemency depends on Keith Ellison and Tampon Tim Walz.
Ugh.
Dude, not good. But anyway... So that didn't kill him. He didn't break his neck. We know that. So Van explained to me how Derek Chauvin killed him. Then he said he was murdered. Well, then you'd have to go asphyxiation, right? We'd have to go strangulation. Would everybody agree?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. How else could he have died? Okay. But the problem is, according to the coroner, he had a 95% oxygenation rate, which is in the realm of normal and good.
Oops.
At the moment of death. So how did Derek Chauvin kill him then? It wasn't asphyxiation. So why is he in jail for 22 years for killing him via asphyxiation? Anybody explain that to me? And why does nobody give a crap that an innocent man is sitting in prison right now? Nobody gives a crap because it's not politically expedient to give a crap.
Yep.
It's politically damaging to give a crap. It's like if I tell you Jerry Sandusky is innocent. He is. He is innocent of, and I can't have time to get into it. Watch John Ziegler's report. With the benefit of hindsight, he's innocent completely. There's no evidence. None. So anyway, so exactly how was he murdered? Do you see how ignorant these people are? How stupid these people are? How ridiculous these people are? And what's worse about them is what horrible people they are. You're just espousing that Derek Chauvin murdered a man, and there's no evidence that he did. And of course, since there's no evidence of asphyxiation, no evidence of trauma to the neck, no evidence of strangulation, which is asphyxiation, then what on earth did he die of? Exactly what the coroner said. He had 3 times the lethal amount of fentanyl in his bloodstream, as well as methamphetamine and cocaine. And yeah, just a little side note, Aaron.
Yeah, of course.
A tumor on his heart.
Oh.
So, I mean, the odds of him living past that day weren't high.
Yeah, no.
And he watched the entire encounter when he was actually contacted for the counterfeiting that he was, in fact, committing. Prior to all this entire incident, he was always saying he couldn't breathe while he was outside the police cars.
Yep.
So, I mean, these people are absolutely repulsive human beings who deny all truth. All right, so let's go to the next one. So Van Jones says, there's Charlie Kirk, how dare he say what he said, that this was a racially motivated attack? I mean, Aaron, where would he get that from? Where would Charlie Kirk get that from? Let's look. Michael McCarthy video, but it's an Alex Jones video. He sliced her neck and left her to bleed out. As she laid there dying, he said repeatedly, "I got that white girl." How's that feel, Van? Are you gonna, Aaron? Let's wait. I'm sure there's going to be a retraction.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, there's going to be a retraction for Van Jones,
especially
right?
From CNN.
I mean, of course. I mean, Abby Phillip and Van Jones will come out and apologize for falsely accusing Charlie Kirk of race hustling, right? I mean, of course they're going to apologize. Of course not. Play it for me.
Get to the brain. She can't believe it. Imagine the pain. Stab three times the neck. And then, boom. Falls down. Pool of blood spills out. And he says, while it's happening, walking back and forth overlooking her, he says, I got that white girl. I got that white girl. Yep, you got her. Everybody just stands around. They don't want to, you know, put themselves out there. They just sit there, and, you know, pool of blood pours out, she dies. People don't render aid, nothing. They just kind of, whatever. They've seen, you know, violence on TV. What's the big deal?
All right, so there you go. I just wanted to see that. And once again, a whole bunch of people standing around doing absolutely freaking nothing for a long period of time. And they see a giant pool of blood on the floor. They see the woman crumpled between the seat and the banister. And they do absolutely freaking nothing. Unbelievable. All right, so that guy needs to be executed. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to see torture first.
Yeah.
I like to remove one ball at a time while he watches with the scalpel.
Yeah.
I mean, it absolutely repulsive. So you're like, how could this ever have happened? Why is that guy on the street? Democratic Party. That's it. Everything bad is the Democratic Party. Every last thing bad is the Democratic Party in this country. It wasn't. Now, yeah, you have to also say compliant Republicans, which again, then you get into a dumber scenario. But anyway, compliant Republicans are people just bent over and let Democrats have their way with them. But anyway, so how do these things happen? It's the Democratic Party. So let's delve deep into this. Alex Jones again. It's not Alex Jones talking. It's another one of his commentators. But breaking, pro-criminal activist was the judge over the perpetrator. Mm. That's weird, isn't it? I mean, DeCarlos. I forgot his name. DeCarlos Brown. Once I get it, I'll get it. So she was the one that was over to Carlos Brown. She released him, and she's a pro-criminal activist. Should she be a judge then? Should anybody who's even a member of the Democratic Party be a judge? Or even, I'll even say the Republican Party, a contributor to either. Should you be a judge? No, absolutely not. But anyway, pro-criminal activist Judge Teresa Stokes, in a lesbian relationship with her business partner and now wife, Ayanna Rosalind Ballard, both made money off of releasing violent criminals into their treatment centers. Hmm. That's strange, isn't it? So it seems like every time when you turn over a rock, you're like, something horrible happened. Let's turn over. Let's delve deep into all the evidence. You always find a Democrat. You always find a Democrat every time. It's like every mass shooting. You end up finding out the FBI knew about the mass shooter prior to the event. Yeah. Every single time. Every single time. But anyway, Alex Jones, video, pro-criminal activist. Play for me.
Judge Stokes has got to stoke the racial fire. This is from Laura Loomer. This is an exclusive. Teresa Stokes, the DEI-appointed magistrate judge who isn't even admitted to the North Carolina bar and released DeCarlos Brown Jr. before he brutally murdered Ukrainian refugee Irina Sirkutska, is married to a woman. She's a lesbian, but not just any lesbian. And I'll show you the proof of that in 1 second. She is Teresa Ann Stokes and Anna Rosalind Ballard applied for a marriage license in Ingram County, Michigan in April of 2019. Teresa and Anya are a married couple that apparently enjoy working together. In 2021, they were working together at their halfway house fried chicken joint, Wing Heaven Sports Haven in Lansing, Michigan. They are both directors of the Pinnacle Recovery Group, a nonprofit corporation in Lansing, Michigan. Wow, how'd they get down to North Carolina? Since the lesbian married couple relocated to North Carolina, Teresa Stokes was appointed as a Mecklenburg County magistrate, and her wife, Anya Ballard, is a healthcare provider affiliated with a Charlotte, North Carolina mental health and addiction clinic that specializes in court-ordered evaluations. It's worth mentioning that Charlotte, North Carolina is located in Mecklenburg County, the same jurisdiction that her magistrate wife presides over. This extreme connection deserves further scrutiny. Did they coordinate in their respective professions? Perhaps there should be an investigation into the mental health and court evaluations overseen by Teresa Stokes' wife. How convenient for her wife. She's married to a magistrate judge with a soft spot for violent criminals and drug addicts. Very alarming.
So from bottom to top here, Aaron brought up a very valid point, which I thought too, but then I thought about it deeper once he brought it up. You can't practice law without passing the bar in whatever state you're practicing law in.
Right.
So how's she a judge? She can't even be an attorney.
Yeah.
But somehow she's a judge, which oversees attorneys and decides whether attorneys are right or wrong. Actually makes all, you know, makes all judgments as a judge over what attorneys do or do not do, and as well as citizens. That's weird, isn't it? It's almost as if she was put in there, you know, out of some sort of special treatment. Side by side, that one. We'll put that next one up. Would you guys? No, I wonder why she gets special treatment. No, leave. Still go to that one before. Right there. I wonder why she gets special treatment. Could it be because she's a black woman?
Yeah.
Okay, it is. I mean, we all need to just say things out loud now.
Yeah.
See, like, a lot of people won't cross the Rubicon. I am. You know, people, even like J.D. Vance talked about, we have a very small portion of our population committing most violent crime. Okay, J.D., I appreciate you. You're my pal.
N-tier.
And Palantir. But can we just say what's true?
Yeah.
That 13% of the population is committing 60% of violent crime, and that would be black people?
Yeah.
Can we just say that? Can we all just say that, like, Carnival Cruise Lines and 7-Elevens and all the other things that we've seen looted, and these giant affrays, these giant fights, ridiculous wig pulling, breasts flopping out of these obese women fights all the time. It's always black people.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, we need to just go ahead and say it. And if you want to run from it, you can. I'm not running from squat. Listen, 40% of my church left when COVID started. I'm used to people departing from me. If you're a Christian, you should get used to it, because many of Jesus' disciples went back and walked with him no more. John 6:63-67. They said, this is a hard teaching. Who can receive it? And many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more, because he said something hard, Aaron.
Of course.
And so I'm out.
Yeah.
So here you have Judge Teresa Stokes letting out DeCarlos Brown. And we're going to find out whether or not she sent them to her wife's, yes, I'm saying it correctly, her wife's treatment center. Let's find out if that happened over and over again, shall we? So that she personally profited off of her rulings, i.e. Juan Merchan in New York City. We will find out, won't we? Go to the next one for me. Eric Doherty tweet. No, I'm sorry. Leave that up, Joe. I didn't go over it yet. That's my fault. No, it's me. I'd blame you if I could. Believe me. I'd blame you if I could. Breaking, North Carolina members of Congress, good job here, are pushing to remove from office Judge Teresa Stokes, who was behind the release of Irina Zaritska. This person has no business being in any position of power ever again. Hold her accountable. She never should have been in power to begin with, because she hasn't passed the bar in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So how she can't qualify to be an attorney. How is she a judge? Probably because she's a black woman. We're going to put her in place. She's probably married to another black woman who runs a treatment center. And she facilitates people from her courtroom into her wife's treatment center so they can personally profit off of the rulings from the judge.
Right. Which the state pays for.
Which congratulations. Probably not just the state, Aaron.
Yeah.
Probably all of us.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I guarantee you there's NGOs involved, and you and I are paying for all of this.
Glad to help.
Yeah, glad to help. Glad to help in the murder of a young woman. But anyway, go to the next one for me. So here she is. I just wanted to make, this is from before, you know, just to let everybody know that's the wretch who let this man out. Go to the next one for me. And here's his history.
Oh.
Yeah, let's just let him out again, shall we? Yeah, let's just let him out again. Over and over and over again.
Just 14 times.
Just 14. I mean, that we know of.
Yeah, correct.
That we know of. And that's just in North Carolina. So who knows what his criminal history is. All right, go to the next one for me. So let's be a little bit positive here. Natalie Danielson tweet. This man was the first to help Irina Zaritska I'm doing that on purpose, saying it over and over again so that I can get it right. It drives me crazy. Tom, you're being OCD. I know. Even took off his shirt to try to save her. The internet needs to find him and reward him. I agree. I mean, you know what? At least he did something when nobody else did.
Yeah.
Nobody else did a freaking thing. I mean, you even saw like the white dude look down like he's looking at that blood puddle and does nothing. I mean, I don't know if he was or not, but nobody does a thing. I mean, you see all the blood everywhere. I mean, you ought to be acting to try to save this woman, but nobody did it until this young man came along who looks like a black male. So again, this has got nothing to do with race. It has to do with proportionality. It has to do with percentages. That's when I'm talking race, I'm talking percentages.
Yep.
Does 13% of the population commit 60% of the violent crime? Yes.
Yep.
Who's the 13%? Black men. That's it, folks. I mean, there's nothing more to there's a problem and it needs to be addressed. Go to the next one for me. Matt Walsh tweet, Trump addressed the nation about the crime. His DOJ is now filing federal charges. As a conservative, you can't be appreciative of this kind. You can't be? As a conservative, if you can't. I knew I got that wrong. If you can't be appreciative of this kind of leadership, unthinkable from any Republican administration in our lifetime. Totally true. That's why you can't be black-pilled 100%. And when I call Aaron black-pilled, Aaron is on the tipping point of black-pilled. Then I don't know what to tell you because Trump is doing things that nobody else has done ever. He has dispatched a federal prosecutor. I forgot to put it in the post game. He's dispatched a federal prosecutor to do what was done to Derek Chauvin to this guy, put federal charges on hate crime charges on him too. If you're going to walk around and say, I got that white girl, you're going to get hate crime charges, justifiably so. I'm not even a big fan of hate crime stuff. I'm like, murder's murder. I don't care what color the person is or what your motivations were. Okay, if there's a motive and you committed a murder, it's over. It's just a matter of what degree then. Unthinkable from any Republican administration. In our lifetime, that's totally true. And Matt Walsh is at least 15 years younger than me. He's right. It's never happened before. You would never, no Republican would dare touch it. Why would, Aaron, I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right.
Why would no Republican ever touch this?
Because it costs them.
Yeah. What would it cost them, though? What would they be called?
Well, they're racist.
A racist.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Nobody wants to be called racist, so I'm not going to touch it. I'm gonna potentially let this guy back into, what's her stupid name, Teresa Stokes' courtroom, let him out again.
Yeah.
Because I would rather let him out, like Keir Starmer with child rapist, than be called Islamophobic or a racist. Can you imagine being, there's 1,747 people watching us right now, and we're all the same. Most of us are Christians. Most of us didn't bow to COVID, and if we did bow to COVID, we immediately repented and got it right. Can you imagine being a person like that, that what you're concerned about is being called names, not doing what's right, not actually, like you're Keir Starmer, and you oversaw thousands of kids, little girls, prepubescent girls being raped by low IQ Pakistanis, inbred Pakistanis, and you do nothing because you don't want to be called Islamophobic. Can you imagine existing like that? I'm looking at everybody in the eye. Can you imagine? Don't you thank God every day that you don't exist like that? That if it was you, you know what you would do. You'd go, that's a Pakistani inbred low IQ rapist, and he's going to prison for the rest of his life for raping that girl.
Yep.
That's what you would do. That's what I would do, but not what Keir Starmer would do, not what the mayor of Charlotte would do, not what Biden would do, not what Harris would do, not what Gavin Newsom would do, not what J.B. Pritzker would do, not what Brandon Johnson would do. They will do anything not to be called names. They'll do anything not to be thought this way or that way from other people. And Jesus spoke directly, the word of God, the Bible speaks directly against that. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets, Luke 6:26. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. So you can't be a bondservant of Christ, Galatians 1:10, if you're a man pleaser. And you're a man pleaser, the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe, Proverbs 29:25. So if you're a man pleaser, you cannot be a servant of Christ because man is your God. You might as well carve an image to a man and burn incense to it. But that's how these people are. They would rather be accepted by the Democratic Party norms than stand up for what's right. And sadly, a lot of Republicans are the same way because it took Trump to do this. It took Trump to overturn Roe v. Wade because nobody else wanted to suffer the political consequences of it. And he's really center right on life issues. But none of the pro-lifers would actually do it because they have no balls.
Yep.
I honestly can't stand people with no balls. I don't get it at all. Let me show you this one. Perfect. And wokeness video. Here's another one for you. Anthony Jelks, side by side that, Aaron, for me, would you, real quick? Anthony Jelks raped a 4-year-old.
Oh.
Giving her an STD.
Oh.
Jelks was freed from jail weeks ago despite 6 prior violent arrests. Play it for me.
He's only 25, but is well known to Baton Rouge police, causing problems over the years spelled out in a plethora of paperwork filed with the 19th Judicial District Court.
It's extremely frustrating.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore sat down with us Friday, expressing frustration after the same man is now accused of raping a small child.
We've arrested him 6 times over the last 6-7 years. He's everything from firearm charges to domestic abuse battery, violation of protective orders. He's currently on probation, supervised probation.
Hey, but Aaron, don't worry about him raping a 4-year-old, because at least we have restorative justice.
Yeah.
It's under restorative justice, so it's all justified.
We're rethinking police.
We're rethinking policing, rethinking criminal justice, restorative justice. You know, I mean, yes, there's going to be some collateral damage.
Wow,
I mean, a 4-year-old getting raped and now has an STD for the rest of her life.
It happens.
I mean, that's going to happen to the 4-year-old. I mean, what if it was your 4-year-old? I mean, what if it was the mayor of Baton Rouge, who's a leftist moron? What if it was his daughter or her daughter, who has ever run in Baton Rouge? Again, that's one of those. That's what I named earlier in the show. Oh, the red states have more. Some red states have more crime than blue states. Yeah, in the cities that are run by leftists, i.e. Baton Rouge, where you have this guy who's noticeably a perv, noticeably a felon, gets arrested numerous times. The chief of police knows exactly who the guy is, and they're forced to release him again. Who forces them to release him? Democratic Party. Democratic Party cashless bail. Democratic Party restorative justice. Democratic Party multiple chance restorative justice releases him over and over again, and now you have a 4-year-old raped. And where's the remorse from the Democratic Party? Where's the remorse? None. None whatsoever. All right, now I got a couple minutes. We'll jump off of Charlotte now. You got a couple minutes to do what I want. What I've been, I love this part of the show. Some of you might hate it. I love it. I love to go. I like to confront the enemy. The enemy is the Democratic Party and the globalist left, which is one and the same. And compliant capitulators inside the Republican Party. Red Wave press video. Hypocrite Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let me say it properly, because whenever you go into anything Latino, you have to then automatically switch. That seems to be American culture.
Yeah.
I mean, I criticize Canada all the time. Well, here's a criticism of America. Anytime that we mention anything in the Latino realm, food, names, or anything else, we automatically have to switch into a Latino accent.
Yes.
So it's Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's spent. There you go. Orders for burritos.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye.
See.
Yeah. She is spending thousands of dollars as a socialist. So you have the big three socialists in the Democratic Party right now. Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who for some reason like to campaign together, and Zohran Mondani. But she is spending thousands on luxury hotels as a socialist.
What?
Private jets, first class flights during her fight oligarchy tour.
Of course.
With Bernie Sanders. All that travel is estimated to have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Vedera Hotel and Spa in Las Vegas, $3,500 for the night.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
She deserves it.
Yeah, you're right.
She's working hard.
Yeah, she's working hard for her money. Asher Adams autograph collection.
Wow.
Salt Lake City. This is part of the money that she raises for her campaign.
Right.
She went to Asher Adams autograph collection, spent $3,445. Hotel Renegade. Oh, I got to do the Latino thing.
Yeah.
Hotel Renegade.
See.
In Boise, Idaho, $1,500 a night. Fox News, play it for me.
Let's get to this. Critics are taking a note of far-left Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez living large while railing against the wealthy. Oh, hypocrisy. New campaign filings show that she dropped thousands of cash on her national Fighting the Oligarchy tour, along with Senator Bernie Sanders. She splurged at several luxury hotels for their stays on that tour and more. And this news after she was spotted flying first class to a Las Vegas town hall back in April, and even used a private jet on the tour. All that travel is estimated to have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But While they were enjoying the high life, here's what she was telling voters.
They all have one central economic mission: to make billionaires richer at the expense of the rest of us.
The agenda of dark money: to keep wages low and loot our public goods to give to the rich is deeply unpopular.
A certain ugly kind of politics: to pay for tax cuts for the rich and bailouts for their crypto billionaire friends.
Well, then why don't you reject the tax cuts for yourself? Because the tax cuts are for you, because she's worth tens of millions of dollars. She actually runs an apparel company that was birthed out of her celebrity from being a congresswoman, and she's a multimillionaire who flies around on private jets and stays at the Hotel Redagonde and Vadera Hotel and Spa in Vegas for $3,500 a night, as she rails against the oligarchy of which she's a part of, if there is such a thing as an oligarchy inside the United States of America. Oligarchy. There you go. Let's go to the next one. This is my Democratic Party section of the show. We're going to switch all over the place here. Lives with TikTok breaking: Biden appointed U.S. District Judge Victoria Calvert, another wonderful judge, Aaron, issues injunction allowing transgender prisoners in Georgia to receive taxpayer-funded sex change surgeries.
Oh, good.
And by the way, that comes from you and I, from fully funded NGOs that do such.
Yes.
So she made sure there's an injunction because Trump stopped them. So she put an injunction on the stoppage. So you have a stop on the stop. Until she's overturned by SCOTUS, as every last one, or an earlier appellate court, as every one of these rulings ends up, that's what ends up happening with every last one of these rulings from these district judges. You should not be judges because they're political activists. Go to the next one for me. Pam C. Now video: what a despicable, disgusting, evil, swarmy snake Gavin Newsom is. If Bill Maher calls you out for idiocy, you know it's bad. Gavin thinks it's snitching if you inform a parent as a teacher that your kid is transitioning. Play for me.
See, today the Trump administration, they talked about the fact that California had a rule that schools cannot be required to notify parents if their kids in school have changed their gender, their pronouns. That's the kind of thing, even though it doesn't affect a lot of people, that makes a lot of people go, well, you know what? That's the party without common sense. Now, if that's your state, how are you?
I just disagree with that. I mean, the law was you would be fired. A teacher would be fired if a teacher did not report or snitch on a kid talking about their gender identity. I just think that was wrong. I think teachers should teach. I don't think they should be required to turn in kids. And by the way,
we're talking about their parents. Snitch? The idea of a snitch and a parent to me doesn't compute.
Well, what is the job of a teacher? It's to teach. If Johnny's talking about some identity issue or some issue about liking someone of the same sex, is the teacher's job?
F-bomb comment. He's an evil snake motherfucker. I don't know how to describe it. You see what he just did there, and Bill got it right. Somehow it's snitching if the parent finds out, if the teacher says, oh, your kid has been going by other names and changing pronouns and dressing up this way. You don't know about that as the parents. That's the snitch. It's the parent's job to raise the child.
But what Gavin did there was flush out the ideology of the globalist left. He exposed it. Because the reason he looks at a teacher who is a government worker revealing to a parent that their kid, who used to be called Tom, is now calling himself Tammy. He calls that snitching if a teacher tells a parent that, because he sees the state above the parent. So it's snitching because the government, who's really in control of the kids, because, of course, Hillary said it takes a village.
Of course.
The government, who's really in control of the kid, who supersedes parental authority, is now telling the parents, so therefore it's snitching. You see what I'm saying? That's his ideology. He exposed his own state-first government-over-parents ideology. Except, Aaron, if it's his kids.
Of course.
Because during COVID, Gavin's kids, he shut down all schools except for his kid's school. He shut down all businesses except his own business. He shut down every restaurant except the one he ate at. That's Gavin. So many things are exposed, and Gavin, new scum every day in this wretched, horrible state where you have the most unemployed people in the country all come from California. The highest percentage of unemployed is California. But anyway, and many other things, highest crime rate, numerous other things. But anyway, so that just shows you that he revealed himself. He thinks it's snitching for a parent to tell their kid that they're transitioning because he believes that the state and that teacher, i.e. an employee of the state, is above the parent. That's what he thinks, except if it's his own parents, of course. Look at this one. Older millennial video. If you're a little girl in California who doesn't want to shower with boys, you have to publicly declare you have a mental illness. That cannot be true. Oh, it is. And I think it's, what is it? What's the Temecula, California. Play it for me.
If you're a little girl in California and you don't want to shower with boys, you have to publicly declare that you have a mental illness. That statement shouldn't be true. And yes, that statement should sound insane to you. But it's what little girls are dealing with in Temecula, California. See, they're saying that if these little girls don't want to shower with biological boys, that they need to declare that they have a mental illness and request accommodation under the ADA. Basically, these little girls have to say, I'm disabled. I am mentally disabled because as a little girl, they don't want to shower with boys. And Temecula, California has decided that means they are mentally ill. The girls who don't want to shower with the boys, they're the mentally ill ones.
Just imagine that. So you're signing up your kid to go to Temecula Elementary School. And you find out that in gym class, boys who can be even in elementary school somewhat post-pubescent are now going to be showering with your daughter because they want to see naked girls. And you find that out. And in order to get your daughter out of it, you have to publicly declare that she is mentally ill, signing a form. You have to testify under oath for all intents and purposes that your own kid is mentally ill, stigmatizing her for the rest of her life. If she doesn't want to shower with her, in order to get her out of showering with boys in Temecula, California, under Gavin Newsom, in order to get her out, you have to sign a form that your daughter is mentally ill because she doesn't want to be naked in front of boys. Hmm. Imagine that. But we wonder why we have all the immorality. Again, Democratic Party. Now girls will have to basically, again, be assimilated into immorality, being naked in front of boys, which is exactly what the Democratic Party wants because they want to normalize sexuality in children. I don't have time to get into that right now. That's what the entire trans movement is about. All right, that's good. 10:14 tonight. Rumble Rants. Nate Dad 1, $50. Texas Billy, $25. USA Abby Girl, $20. Conservative Warriors, $65, $10. Jules 21 Hours, $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. With that much money, we can buy Joe a birthday present. Aaron, mark it down.
Yay.
We'll buy Joe something.
Got it.
Find Joe something. But anyway, so Joe gets a birthday present.
He gets a flashlight.
Yeah, we're going to get him. He got me a really nice flashlight, and we're going to get him a really cheap one.
Yeah.
Give him a really plastic one from CVS.
Yeah.
So that's what Joe will get. But anyway, love you guys in the rant. Love you guys in the chat. Listen, you guys stick around for the post game. It's short. Short, but it's funny. So stick around for it. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. As always, see you there. God bless you.